local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
The Hunt is On, brought to you by The Big Dipper, Schwamian Home Furnishings, North and Supper Club, Seed and Feed, Ken's Carpet Center, Wildwood Taxidermy, Odeer Nutrition, Ridge Runners, Essential Shooting Supplies, Baroka's Wreaths, and Jack's Corner Bar.
And also brought to you by B&B Insurance and Heritage Meats of Butternut.
Well, all right. Hey, welcome out, everybody. This is the Buck Off. My name is Jeff Landon. We're so excited to have you. If you're wondering what this show is going to be all about, well, let's face it. It's going to be about hunting, right? It's also going to be about those hunter's widows and finding those great deals when the hunter is away. I'm telling you right now, this is going to be a fun time. We're going to talk about a lot of cool things, too. Something that maybe you didn't even know. The Wisconsin area music industry, we're going to sponsor some artists from Wisconsin on the show this evening, and I'm so excited to present that to you. I've been a longtime country music artist in Wisconsin, about, say, 25 years now. It's kind of crazy to think it's that long. If you don't know who I am, my name is Jeff Landon, jefflandon.com. That's G-E-O-F-F-L-A-N-D-O-N. Now, yes, that's right. There's a whole generation that won't know how to spell my name because Toys R Us went out of business.
Oh, right? Brother, so it's just, this guy stinks!
Yeah, thanks. The fun part, to see that, you guys can put me in a search engine. You'll find me in a heartbeat. Again, G-E-O-F-F. I always tell people, if you don't know me, I sound like I'm 6'5" and really confident. And for those that do know me, it's all done with mirrors to make me sound better.
Are you serious?
What we've got coming up for you, we were talking about Wisconsin area music industry, our top sponsor. We're so proud to have them on. I was lucky enough to be asked to be on their board. This is a nonprofit organization that works for Wisconsin musicians. They join up. They have a loyalty program, the whole nine yards, and they want to reach to every corner of the state. This was a great opportunity for those of you that have never heard it, because they want to reach out to fans, too, that know bands, that need that little bit of a push to be really successful. And they want to bring up the industry to the point that even here in northern and western Wisconsin, that, you know, venues get heard and new bands are found and just great skill processing. I think it's great for the musicians that maybe in the corner of the state that nobody can find that should be out there. Well, that's our goal at WAMI, and we'd like you to check out WAMI.org for more information. You know, we've got so many country music musicians now, musicians in general, all genres, right? We're focusing on some of the country music musicians today, and some of my friends will be joining us later on, and Dan Lapine, and of course, Genesee Depot. If you've never heard of them, you're going to hear their songs today, which should be pretty great. Now, we're also going to include your favorites in here, and of course, our hunting weekend theme going on. I think our appropriate way to jump in is with our man, Luke Bryan. Now, Luke did an interview recently where he talked about getting his kids into hunting.
My six-year-old is really into deer hunting right now, and my eight-year-old is. I brainwashed them pretty well, and so I get to spend a lot of time just sitting in a deer stand with them talking about, I mean, nothing is more special than that time when you're waiting on, you know, you're waiting on kind of the right time for the deer to start coming out, and you're just talking and visiting with your kid, and then they tell you, "Daddy, I'm gonna take a nap. Wake me up when a big buck comes out." So, but I've been doing a lot of that, and had an amazing our first Thanksgiving in our new home, and so many things to be thankful for. So, it is little moments that that certainly do mean a lot.
Last year, you were going to get some BB guns for your sons. How did that go over?
Well, they do have BB guns, and we find them in the most random spots of the house. And they have bow and arrows and BB guns. And Tate wants a pocket knife for Christmas, so I don't know if we're going to do that. But yeah, they, you know, we let them enjoy. I kind of bought a farm so they could hopefully grow up in a lot of ways that I did. And I want them outside. I don't want them on iPads, you know, and on video games all the time. So I want them out there, you know, trying to do some hunting and some fishing. And that's kind of cliche, loving every day.
Yeah.
can make a living from walking in the woods. You can bet I'd be sitting pretty good, high on a hill, looking at a field downwind. If I can make a nickel off of turning in bass, never worry about the price of gas. I'll be wheeling and dealing and sitting there reeling them in. Hunting, fishing, loving every day. That's the prayer that a country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way. Hunting, fishing, loving every day. Early in the morning, late in the evening, I'm getting red dirt rich and Flint River paid. Hunting, fishing, loving every day.
Yeah. normal back road. And he melts your heart with a country song every good old boy should know. I didn't think so.
Carrie Zilka, hostess of the Hunt Fish Travel podcast, and this is another quick tip segment. The purpose of my podcast is to help you plan the logistics of your next hunting or fishing trip. So let's talk about Eau Claire. This county has a ton of public land available to you, one of the least pressured areas. Last year, during the 2022 gun season, only 755 deer were taken. That means a lot of deer running around just waiting for you. One of my favorite places to hunt, and I mean, if you are a hunting enthusiast, this county is a hidden gem. So first up is the 1,000 acres of hunting grounds in the iconic Otter Creek Wildlife Area. It's literally noted for its deer population. It's a spot I love and that I highly recommend. It doesn't matter if you're a seasoned hunter or just starting out, Eau Claire County promises an abundance of game and memories. Please, just head out there, discover your next hunting expedition in Eau Claire County, where you're bound to see a ton of wildlife and have a lot of shot opportunities. Keep listening for the next two areas I'm going to suggest, and then you can head over to huntfishtravel.com to find more hunting land resources. Want to know how you can subscribe to my podcast? Just go to huntfishtravel.com for links to all the platforms.
It's time again for Barocas Wreaths Christmas Open House, now in its 24th year. Enjoy homemade cider and cookies as you shop and find fresh balsam and mixed wreaths in all sizes, kissing balls, crosses, candy canes, saddles, porch pot centerpieces made with custom bows, and special orders are welcome. Gift items like water globes and luminaries and gnomes are also available. Barocas Wreaths Christmas Open House, November 24th through 26th from 9 to 4 each day. Barocas Wreaths Christmas Open House, located 3 miles east of Fifield on Highway 70. Look for the signs.
A lot of schools talk about training the cybersecurity workforce of the future, but do they really deliver? My Computer Career has been supplying the IT workforce with thousands of skilled, certified pros for 15 years. Train with the experts in support, networking, or cybersecurity and start your career in months, not years. Upskill even faster. On campus or live online, qualified students may get financial aid, including the GI Bill. My Computer Career. Accredited, acclaimed, effective. Take the free career evaluation at mycomputercareer.edu.
Amazon's got the best deals on Black Friday. Oh, the best deals are on Cyber Monday. Friday comes first when it comes to saving. Monday's worth the wait for what you've been craving. Feels so good, it'll feel like stealing. Real cool message, could you make it less appealing? What's with the beef? You can get that too. Why'd you call us? What's triggering you? It's every day you're shopping on. You'll save a bunch at Amazon. On Black Friday, Cyber Monday too.
Well, this
this is a pretty rocking start. Getting going on our Hunters weekend. Now, the opening weekend is pretty stressful for some of the guys. They're excited. They want to get out there. They know they got to get rest, but they're having a hard time sleeping. I say the guys, I'm, you know, maybe that's stereotypical, but, you know, all these years as a musician, this is the weekend we try to plan around sometimes to find the best place to have a show, because the inevitable happens from that side of the table. As a bunch of the guys go out, the ladies go out and find their way to just enjoy a night without them and have a lot of fun. And I was trying to think of songs as something to come up with that would go with that idea, and it wasn't hard to find or to look for at all. And so we picked a couple here that might kind of kick it off, like a party that you want to be in. And we even picked throughout the show here, we're going to have little hints and allegations of the other side of the hunting weekend. The fun, the just outright, I came out here to have a good time and just let go for a little bit while, you know, the other side is out there freezing their butt off, maybe. But we were going through that list of things, and ladies, if there's anything you've ever done, it was, you know, let's get the girls, let's go have a good time. And I know my band loved playing these weekends. So to kick this thing off for you guys as well, here's a little something from Brooks and Dunn. Stick around for more great stuff. This is The Buck Off with Jeff Landon.
Country. phone talking to some fool who didn't have a clue. I guess they couldn't see you were looking right at me, cause I was looking at you too. Then it's, do you want to dance? Have we ever met? You said, hold your horses, boy. Talking about two lonely people who might reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about knocking out heaven with whether we're wrong or we're right. I'm not talking about hooking up and hanging out. I'm just talking about tonight. She said, I only take it slow, my name. If we can start as friends, the weekend just might end with a little kiss. She said, I'm a lady looking for a man in my life who'll make a good husband, I'll make a good wife. Easy now.
Charlie Behrens and Company, a little bit of comedy for you.
Sheboygan Elementary, this is Mr. D.
Yeah, I'm just letting you know little Billy won't be in today.
The reason for this absence?
Hunting deers.
We actually only approve absences for medical emergencies, family matters, and educational experiences, so.
We'll go with the last one.
Okay, what's the educational experience?
Well, for starters, there's the archery element.
Yeah, that seems like a stretch.
Okay, well, how about math? I'm making him count the points on every buck he misses, and there's been a lot.
Sorry, the answer's still no.
Oh, he's learning how to be quiet for long periods of time.
Now you're on to something, yeah. But the best I can do is call the principal, okay?
Well, if that's what you got, do, that's what you gotta do. I mean, there is a good deal of math involved.
Okay.
Hey, Josh, did Mr. D buy it? Sorry, wrong number.
Hunters and fishermen, preserve the beauty of your harvest this season with Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio in Fifield, Wisconsin. Travis is among the most experienced and professional taxidermists in the North Woods and beyond. Extra special care is always taken when handling and preserving your pride of the season. And if you can dream it, Travis will bring it to life. For more information, call 715-762-5550 or see wildwoodstaxidermy.biz and like them on Facebook, too.
The Black Friday sale is going on now at Shawamigan Home Furnishings. Big-time savings on everything. Recliners starting at just $199. King or queen mattress, your choice, only $399. Stock is very limited. Once they're gone, they're gone. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland.
Hey, everybody. I am Carrie Zilka, hostess of the Hunt Fish Travel Podcast, and this is another quick tip segment. The purpose of my podcast is to help you plan the logistics of your next hunting or fishing trip. So let's talk about Eau Claire. This county has a ton of public land available to you, one of the least pressured areas. Last year, during the 2022 gun season, only 755 deer were taken. That means a lot of deer running around just waiting for you. One of my favorite places to hunt, if you are a hunting enthusiast, this county is a hidden gem. So first up is the 1,000 acres of hunting grounds in the iconic Otter Creek Wildlife Area. It's literally noted for its deer population. It's a spot I love and that I highly recommend. It doesn't matter if you're a seasoned hunter or just starting out. Eau Claire County promises an abundance of game and memories. Please, just head out there, discover your next hunting expedition in Eau Claire County, where you're bound to see a ton of wildlife and have a lot of shot opportunities. Keep listening for the next two areas I'm going to suggest, and then you can head over to huntfishtravel.com to find more hunting land resources, Want to know how you can subscribe to my podcast? Just go to huntfishtravel.com for links to all the platforms.
Welcome back to the Buck Off. I'm Jeff Landon, returning for you. We are being cast on three stations in western and central Wisconsin. So great to have you here. I was thinking back, you know, when I first started in music, it just ironically happened to be at a friend's hunting shack, writing music, hanging out with other musicians out in the middle of nowhere outside of Wittenberg. And it would, you know, not the usual place you'd think to find somebody, but out in the country where you could write really incredible stuff and maybe kind of get away from the buzz and clear your head a little bit. But when you get your buddies there, you know, you start writing some fun stuff. And when you're lost out there during hunting seasons with a few beers in you, you write classics like you're about to hear right now. Of course, the Ubers. It's the 30-point buck.
Let me tell you that.
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
Not so much the heat as the gosh darn humidity. And then, you know that, you know, when you sit there in the bed and you're just sweaty, you know, and you go to reach for the water on the nightstand and you slide right out of bed and the wife says, "Stop making so much noise. You're waking me up. Go to sleep." Well, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Times like that make me think about moving up north, you know.
Good idea.
Yeah, I'd do it too. Of course, then I couldn't watch the Packers, you know. The Packers are... Of course, I like the Packers. I'd do anything for the Packers. Who can forget Vince Lombardi, you know? Back in the glory years? Not me, boy. Well, anyhow. Getting to be that time of year. I'm a deer hunter, how do you do? I got this deer hunting rapping tale for you. I'm so excited, it's my favorite time of year. I love to feast my bonds, chasing trophy deer. But don't clap your hands to the stomping of the feet, cause yeah, he's like me, he can't keep a steady beat, no.
Come on, I guess hit with the beat, hey.
I got this great big knife, cause the hunting is my life. It's my chance to drink beer and get away from the wife. It's a boys' night out, acting stupidly. Say now, baby, don't you think maybe, how about you and me, yeah? Well, we partied all night, never made it to our bunks, and I was sitting in the tree stand on a tree day drunk. Wind was blowing 45, temp 30 below. I was freezing to death, then it started to snow. So I got down from the tree stand, start heading for the truck, and that's when I seen it there. The 30-point buck.
30-point buck.
30-point buck.
30-point buck. 30-point buck.
Well, he was 8 foot tall, weighed 12,000 pounds. With every step, there was a shaking of the ground. He was so rutiful, so beautiful. Strutted right out of my dreams. He was created by God, just for outdoor magazines. Now, I'm not much for thinking. No, I don't do it often, but I had an idea.
Yeah, what was that?
To put that 30-pointer right in his coffin. Yeah.
You get him there, Clyde.
Get to my grenades.
Yeah, right.
The howitzer was in the shop. My stomach was tied into a monkey knot. Yeah, my only hope was Betty Lou. She was the one. A combination AK-57 Uzi Raider laser triple barrel double scoped heat seeking shotgun. Yeah, the women clapping in the back there. I gotta like that. Well, he was coming for me, getting bigger and bigger, but my fingers were so frozen I couldn't pull the trigger. I kicked off my boots, fired with my big toe. I was Dirty Harry, John Wayne, and G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe?
Yeah, that 30-point buck was only 10 feet away. Still, I couldn't seem to hit him, and he wouldn't run away. And after 20 minutes, when the smoke cleared, there were hunters on the ground in the world's biggest deer. Standing tall and proud, he looked at me and yawned. And then a flash of white, and there he was, gone.
Oh, it's all right, Clyde. Don't worry about it.
seven men got up, and then one fell down. A big lump of blaze orange shaking on the ground. At first I thought he was one of the boys, but it was a no brother good in law man from Illinois.
Only cheeseheads. Send him back on the next plane, you know.
Did you see the 30-pointer?
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 As we jumped into the truck, then I'm gonna get that 30-point buck.
I'm gonna get that 30-point buck. I'm gonna get that 30-point buck.
30-point buck.
Point buck. Man, that song gets me every time. That's awesome. I just think about sitting around with your buddies and going, hey, what gun can you think of? I got this gun. And then if you didn't say it right, they laugh about it and put it in the song anyway. That's great. The 30-point buck there for you, everybody. Now, you know, I know we've all kind of had our moments where, you know, he misread a sign, probably went in the outdoor and looked up and went, oh, man, you know, now I know why that's there. Thinking it's real easy to walk into a, you know, a gas station, I'll pull the door this time, and someone's coming out right at you and you don't understand why. Well, you know, we've all kind of had that mistake of reading a sign wrong. One particular lady up in the Minnesota-North Dakota border, well, she had it a little bit harder. She saw this sign and was wondering why it was placed there. And it was so big that it went viral a number of years back. And she felt the need to call the radio station, voice her opinion.
Missing is all that's going on there. Now, Donna, you got quite the vent today. It sounds like what's going on with you.
Well, I wanted to voice my opinion on something that's been bothering me for a really long time.
Okay.
I tried writing the newspaper and contacting TV stations, but nobody seems to want to help me with this. So that's why I'm calling you guys.
Okay, what's the issue?
Well, over the past few years, I've been involved in three separate car accidents involving deer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the population and everything. Each of these incidents, they've occurred shortly after I saw a deer crossing sign on the highway. Well, my frustration is that Minnesota and North Dakota Departments of Transportation would allow these deer crossings to be in such high traffic areas. I mean, I've even seen them on the interstate. Why are we encouraging deer to cross at the interstate? I don't get it. That's such a high traffic area. I mean,
are you kidding?
I understand that deer are wild animals and they need to travel across the streets occasionally to survive and, you know, of course, to find food, but it seems to me that so irresponsible of us to allow these deer crossings to be in areas where these deer are so likely to be struck by oncoming traffic. I mean, wouldn't you agree? You think they would put deer crossings maybe, you know, in, you know, smaller towns, maybe during a school crossing. It would be a safer place for them to cross.
Wait,
you know, put the deer crossing sign.
You know, deer crossings aren't telling deer that it's safe to cross there. It's just more of like an alert for drivers so they know it's like a high deer population.
The government put the deer crossings there. They can direct the deer population anywhere they want to by moving that deer crossing sign. I mean, you know, why in the world would they place it on the highway or the interstate, you know? I mean, God, there are so many other places I can think of than putting the deer crossing signs on busy highways and interstates.
You seem to be under the misunderstanding that the deer are somehow attracted to the deer crossing sign.
Well, yeah, the deer crossing sign is there to allow the deer to know that's where they need to cross.
Right. And all these car accidents you had involved a deer after you'd saw a deer crossing sign.
Exactly. I mean, I'm trying to watch out for the deer, but, I mean, speed limit's 55, 65. How am I supposed to, you know, you can't brake really quick if you, you know, the deer just is crossing in that deer crossing area.
So you'd like to see these signs move somewhere safer?
Right. If we can move them, like, don't put deer crossing signs on the interstate or freeways. put them in lower traffic areas. You know, somewhere where the speed limit's, a lot slower. Uh-huh. You know, maybe small towns. I don't know. I think school crossings is a good idea.
Well, listen, we will. Yeah, I mean, you say you've tried to contact quite a few people about this.
Right. Yeah, I wrote like at least 3 or 4 letters, and
we will spread the word. Okay, we will try to kind of help you raise some awareness for this issue. Okay.
Oh, thank you. We need to move those deer crossing signs.
We appreciate your comment this morning.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
And here's another one from Charlie Behrens and Company. A little bit of comedy for you.
Sup, fellas? You guys ready for opener tomorrow, huh? Craig, I see you're not ready. You're slamming beers. You're feeling that in the morning. You gotta get up at like 5. Me? No. Been down this road before, guys. I'm going for the 30-point buck this year. So I'll walk right up to my stand. I gotta have a crystal clear mind for taking that shot. Yeah, you are maybe a little right. It would be bad luck to not just have one beer. All right, I'll have one beer for good luck, and that's it. Here, but this is it. This is the only one right here. It's light out. Oh, it's light out. What time is it? 10 a.m.? Oh, did it again.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Join us at Northwood Supper Club this Thanksgiving during gun deer season. From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., delight in our Thanksgiving buffet for just $24. Featuring honey glazed ham, tender beef tips, turkey, and an array of traditional sides and desserts exclusively prepared for this special day. And now elevating your feast, roast pork over wild rice medley. Kids under 12 dine for $12, and for the little ones under 5, enjoy a feast for just $6. Take the goodness home with our great take-home offer, or build your own plate with our a la carte menu for the finest Thanksgiving entrees, sides, and desserts to savor at your table this Thanksgiving. Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. Just look for the big deer.
If you own a firearm, your next stop should be Essential Shooting Supplies in Park Falls, Wisconsin. We provide the personal one-on-one attention with the knowledge and skills to give you the best possible customer service with no impersonal treatment like you can get at big box stores. You could trust Essential Shooting Supplies with your firearms needs. Essential Shooting Supplies in Park Falls, Wisconsin, half mile east of Highway 13 on Highway 182, or visit us online at EssentialShootingSupplies.com.
Discover the charm of Park Falls at Decor to Adore. Unveil your love for this picturesque town with our exclusive Park Falls apparel and bespoke shirts and hoodies. We're your go-to haven for unique gifts. Explore our collection of kids' toys, captivating books, and more. And what's more delightful than enjoying our scrumptious ice cream while you browse? Swing by our one-stop gift shop and find something special for everyone. Embrace the essence of Park Falls at Decor to Adore, where every visit is a delightful discovery.
On air, online, on the app.
You can listen anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, you can listen anywhere, anytime.
98Q Country.
All right. Back on it. We're on the buck off, everybody, and we're excited to get this thing squared away. Having a little bit of fun with some new artists for you guys from Wisconsin. I met this guy playing a festival for the Fallen, and that was for a veterans organization, and he was playing acoustic. It was really cool. Like, just another really talented person in the area, and we got to talking in between. But the man I'm talking about, the man of the hour, Mr. Dan Lapine. How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me, Jeff.
Man, this is really awesome to have you on, and we get to talk about our music, baby.
Yeah, man, that's always fun.
So now the cool thing is as we were going into a lot of the your material as we were talking, I just played one of your songs here that's really awesome, and I wanted to get into finding out about you as an artist, because when we talk about Wisconsin music, I want to show everybody, like, we love being here in Wisconsin to promote our music, right? We're not just running to, say, Nashville and those places, but we're staying home. So I'm finding out, where did you grow up, Dan? Where would you consider growing up from?
I grew up in Sauk City, or like outside of Sauk City, and went to school in Sauk Prairie. It was like the school district there, and moved out to kind of the Oconomowoc area, and then Palmyra, which is still kind of the Oconomowoc area. But yeah, live in Palmyra now.
Would you consider that home now?
Yeah, my wife and I bought a house here about a year and a half ago, so we'll probably be here for a little bit for sure, and we like it here.
Well, and Palmyra is the small town that gives us country boys a little something to sing about, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, that's amazing stuff to hold on to, because I know we write a lot of stuff that's familiar to us, and trying to write stuff about Wisconsin was always kind of interesting to fit a city name into a song. I know that for sure. You know, I want to talk about the stuff that you got coming out now. This is, you kind of been on fire here coming out of, you went down to Nashville, did some recording down there as well, and brought it back home to us. You've got a couple of EP sets out now, or I guess we'll call them electric albums in a sense. You got, what are the names of those?
Yeah, I got A Country Mile. I put that out in August of 2021, and then I just put out The Man For You EP in September this year, so just a couple months ago.
Man, that's not long off. I'm excited to be able to be one of the first ones to really push it for you, if I can be.
Absolutely.
Yeah, buddy. Now, when you get these tunes, I know in our industry, like when I started, I've got three CDs, right? CDs. And I can't believe we were just talking about this past month, like how different it is to how we promote our music and how we put it out there. And there's a few people that still ask me for like a CD on the side, and I've still got them laying around, but I don't know, you know, I don't even drag them out with me much anymore. And it's kind of weird to say that. Is it different for you looking at a collection of songs now online? Do you still feel the need to want to make something hard copy?
Well, I've been printing all our stuff, and we have the physical copies that we bring to the shows still.
Excellent.
But me as a music listener, I got Spotify Premium a few years back, and I love it, man, because you can just find just about anybody's discography on there and find related artists and make playlists and everything. So I in a way, I feel like I'm kind of trying to push more of our audience to get some of that, because we do still have some of the older people who are more just listening to the radio and stuff.
Yeah.
And, but then again, they are the people who are probably more likely to buy the physical CDs, which is great too.
Yeah.
But
and I'm not lost on maybe the option of doing vinyl someday would be kind of cool, just for a throwback.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds cool. The only thing I've heard about is that it's super expensive.
And, oh yeah. Yeah, it's in reverse now.
What was that?
It's in reverse now, just because of the idea of, you know, it's not the everyday thing to make it in vinyl anymore like it used to be. So it was, you know, it was cheaper because it was every day, right? So, yeah, I suppose it would be that way.
Yeah. But, I mean, I still like printing the physical copies and bringing those to shows sometimes. I'm not going to sit here and say we sell a ton of them, but, you know, we did all right the other night. You know, we'll have certain nights we play in a bar and we don't really hardly sell anything. Then we'll have other nights where I think it's when we go like out of town to a new place where we tend to do a little better. Like we were up in the UP in a little town called Lance.
Yeah.
I kept saying Lance because it was spelled L-A-N-S-E, but I guess it's Lance. But very cool town, man. Very, very good people. They were just thrilled to have us. And they had this nice dance, big dance hall up there. It's called Whirligig. And it's like a bowling alley, a pizzeria, and it's got a big dance hall in it. And it was just, it was a great show, man. We sold a bunch of CDs and just great people.
I'm excited for that for northern and western Wisconsin to our listeners up here, too, like finding new houses up towards Eau Claire and up towards Superior. I think it'd be great to get all this music even farther into Wisconsin as well. And, hey, folks, he travels out and about, so we're excited to get you over in western Wisconsin, maybe up my neck of the woods, up in Rapid City, too. Yeah, so that'd be great.
Yeah, we got something in Chippewa Falls, and then we got something in, like, Bangor, which is kind of by... Is Bangor by La Crosse, I think.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah, so some of our listeners, if you hear that, he's going to be heading down that way. That's some of your upcoming dates, I'm assuming. You've got a new tour coming out, as a matter of fact. And we can call it a tour. I don't care how local it is. But when you're driving and you have to stay overnight half the time, it's a tour, baby. We're meeting new people. So what you got coming up this year?
I released that CD September 15th and everything from September 16th onward. Just been calling it the Man for You Tour, and most of it's in Wisconsin, but we're getting out and about to Minnesota, and Michigan, even Wyoming and South Dakota. I got coming up in a few weeks here.
That's a good trip.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. That'll be the first time out that way. And, I don't know, so many, you know, the best thing we can do is really spread out, I guess, you know?
Cause yeah.
I want to play the same little area or the same market over and over again too much. So we're at that point now where we're really starting to spread out, and some of it I've actually been able to bring the full band too, which is really cool. Cause at first it was so hard to, you know, get enough of a price where I could bring the full band and not just go there solo.
Well, but, you know, and it's definitely, yeah, obviously if people know you, right? Like it's the beauty about what we get to do today is just get there. So people know you and can fill that room for you, brother. I'm going to tell you right now, I love that part. I think what's awesome about what you did with this new EP is you brought a piece of Wisconsin with you that you're going to take all the way to places like Wyoming. I got to ask you, how did it come about writing God Bless Quick Trip?
I knew you were going to say that one. Yeah. Well, I had to have something, you know, Wisconsin themed on there, right? And I mean, I've loved Quick Trip since I was a kid. You know, I remember being like probably 10 or 11 and just like saying one day to my buddies, like, dude, I freaking love Quick Trip, you know? And one day I went in there, I got a big sweet tooth, and they started putting like candy toppings on their Long Johns. Like, I already loved their Long Johns.
For sure the Jimmies are going on.
Say that again?
So the Jimmies are going on those donuts. Yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah, man. I was like, it was Long John's with Reese's, and I was just like, that
was.
Oh,
that's even
better. I was like, they are just over the top, man. They're just my kind of place, dude. I just love them, and they keep me going on the road, you know. So I'm like, let's make a song about like being on the road, kind of, but it's also just straight up paying homage to Quick Trip, and I got to give my cousin some credit because what I did is I put up an Instagram story a few years back of the donut with like the candy toppings. And I was like, God bless Quick Trip. And she said that I should write a song about Quick Trip. So the I got to give my thing. Cousin Monica some credit with that.
Yeah. Well, and you know, we hear that all the time, like, oh, you could write a song about that, but this kind of took on a life, and that's what I'm loving about this. And you know, I want to get this played for you because I think people need to hear this in this western portion of the state. You know, before we get to your song, I wanted to find out, where can people find you online?
Yeah, anywhere pretty much where you can find music. We got the two CDs on Spotify and all that stuff. And then I've got a YouTube page, Facebook page, Instagram. I'm probably most active on my Facebook page. And you just type in Dan Lepien Music. And Lepien is L-E-P-I-E-N. And I do have my website, too, danlepien.com.
Right on. And everybody, you know, he's going to be traveling the state and as close as Bangor, Wisconsin, from the way it sounds. And, you know, Dan, I think I'm going to let you take this away. Why don't you introduce who you are and your song?
For sure, man. My name is Dan Lepien, and this song is God Bless Quick Trip.
Sponsored by Wisconsin Area Music Industry.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
The Hunt is On, brought to you by The Big Dipper, Schwamian Home Furnishings, Northwood Supper Club, Seed and Feed, Ken's Carpet Center, Wildwoods Taxidermy, Odeer Nutrition, Ridge Runners, Essential Shooting Supplies, Baroka's Wreaths, and Jack's Corner Bar.
And also brought to you by B&B Insurance and Heritage Meats of Butternut.
Leaves are turning, there's a chill in the air. Campfires are burning, we're gathered round in chairs. Three generations of hunting in our veins, talking about what might happen on opening day. Where the man's calling for southwest winds, gonna have to change my plans. Guess I won't be hunting the power line, I'm moving to the boat seat stand. Sighted in my rifle and she sure is shooting straight, but I'll meet up with the jitters, y'all. It's opening day.
I've been working all summer and it's sure been hot.
show. Saw a couple of squirrels, a fat raccoon, a possum, and a doe. Then out of the blue came a cow horn spike, and my little boy started to shake. But he manned up and took his very first buck on opening day.